We thank the Lord again tonight.
Yes, sir.
For his blessings, the great word of God, for his mercy.
Yeah, that's right.
That grace of God to bring salvation.
Amen.
Teaching us to deny an ungodliness and worldly lust. To live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world.
Amen.
We're thankful for that.
Yeah, true.
Ones that's not able to be here tonight, our prayers ought to always be with them.
Yeah,
that's right. Because realize that could happen to us sometime. Tonight we're going to, God being our helper, we're going to teach on the righteousness of the law. Now, a lot of people believe that the law is completely done away with. That's not right. There's portions of the law that God wasn't pleased with that was taken out. The righteousness of the law was fulfilled in Christ. And it's there today. First place that I'll have read is the 5th chapter of Matthew, verse 17 and 18. Prayer, so remember me. Throat's not feeling the best in the world, but thank God has always been there when I need him. All right.
Think not that I am come to destroy the law.
Now this is the Son of God speaking. Think not that I am come to destroy the law.
Or the prophets.
Or the prophets.
I am not come to destroy.
He didn't come to destroy.
But to fulfill.
Fulfill it.
That's right.
That righteous part of the law, Moses was brought up into the church.
Sure.
That's right.
I'd read the next verse.
For verily I say unto you,
verily I say unto you,
till heaven and earth pass.
How long?
Heaven and earth pass.
Till heaven and earth passes.
One jot or one tittle.
One jot or one tittle.
Shall in no wise pass from the
law. So it's not going to pass, is it? Because heaven and earth are not going to pass. Heaven where God's at, this natural ground, is not going to pass.
That's right.
All right.
Till all be fulfilled.
Till all be fulfilled.
That's right.
Every bit of it has to be fulfilled. You read in there. You find things written in there that was concerning the first coming of the Son of God. There's all those so things written in there concerning his second coming.
That's right. That's right.
It's all gonna come to pass someday. Ain't it so?
Right.
Yes. Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4. Now they say that the law had passed. Well, I dispute that. Jesus let us know it wasn't going to pass, didn't he? Till it all be fulfilled. And that's going to be the end. All right, Galatians chapter 4 and verse 4.
But when the fullness of time was come,
when the fullness of time was come,
God sent forth his Son.
God sent forth his Son.
Made of a woman.
Made of a woman.
Made under the law.
The law passed. Then the Son of God's passed. Because he is made under the law. He's made of a woman. Made under the law. Read.
To redeem them.
That
were under the law.
That were under the law.
That we might receive the adoption of
sons. That we might receive the adoption
of sons.
Of sons.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is made of a woman, made under the law. The law passed and the Son of God passed. But God, the righteous part of that law was to be fulfilled in his Son.
That's right.
Is that right?
Right.
Amen.
Romans chapter 10 and verse 4. Yeah, I hope have the hearts open to receive the word of God.
Amen.
Amen.
I've heard my dad and my brother and different men of God say the law was like the hindsight of a rifle.
Yeah, that's right.
You couldn't hit nothing without the backside.
That's right.
Is that right?
Sure.
Well, that's the way it is.
Sure.
All right. Romans 10 and 4.
For Christ is the end of the law.
Now you notice he didn't come to destroy it.
No.
We're not under the law.
No.
We're under grace. But that don't mean the law was destroyed, because it wasn't. Jesus Christ come here to fulfill the law. All right. Christ is in the law for what?
For righteousness.
For righteousness.
That's right.
That's the subject, the righteousness of the law.
Amen.
Christ is the end of the law for righteousness.
To everyone that believeth.
To everyone that believeth.
Amen.
Christ is the end all the things that was God wasn't pleased with.
Right.
The rest of it was brought up into the church, brought up into Christ.
Amen.
Is that right?
Right?
Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 4. Now, Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. Everyone that believeth. The law couldn't make nothing perfect.
No,
but the bringing in of a better hope did.
Right.
What was that better hope? It was Christ.
Right.
It's Christ in you, the hope of glory.
Amen. That's right.
We've got the hope of eternal life. It's all in Christ.
Amen.
Is that right?
Right?
Thank God today.
Amen.
How we realize what the Word of God teaches. How? By the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
That it was rubbed with.
Right.
Thank God today.
Amen.
Christ is then the law for righteousness unto everyone that believeth.
Amen.
All right. Romans chapter 8, verses 1 through 4.
There is therefore now no condemnation.
There is therefore now no condemnation.
To them which are in Christ Jesus.
To them that were in Christ Jesus.
Who walk not after the flesh.
Who walk not after the flesh.
But after the Spirit.
But after the Spirit.
For the law of the Spirit of life.
For the law of the Spirit of life.
In Christ
Jesus. In Christ Jesus. What is that law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus?
All righteousness.
What?
Law of righteousness.
That's right. But it's always in this word.
Well, sure, yeah.
Sixth chapter of St. John, verse 63.
Right.
It is the Spirit that quickeneth.
Right.
The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are Spirit and they are life.
Amen.
This is the law of the Spirit of life.
Sure.
It's God's word, ain't it?
Sure.
Is that right?
Amen. That's right?
For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus hath made me free from the law of sin and of death. The law of the Spirit of life makes us free.
Sure.
If we'll only follow the teaching
Amen.
Of God's word.
That's right.
Is that right?
Amen. That's right. Right.
All right. Now, the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus makes us free from the law of sin and death. That's something the law of Moses couldn't do.
No, that's right.
It could purify the flesh, but it never could cleanse the conscience.
No.
Is that right?
That's right.
But Christ, when he come on the scene, was the end of the temporal things of the law.
Right.
Brought up the righteousness of the law fulfilled in himself.
Right.
Is that right?
Right.
All right, read.
For what the law could not do.
For what the law could not do.
In that it was weak through the flesh.
In that it was weak through the flesh. Listen to it.
God sending his own son.
The law couldn't do it because it's weak in the flesh. But God sending his own son.
The likeness of sinful flesh.
In the likeness of sinful flesh.
And for
sin.
Condemned sin in the flesh.
Why?
That the righteousness of the law.
That the righteousness of the law.
Might be fulfilled in
might
us.
Might be fulfilled in us.
Who walk
the fulfilling right. of the law of Moses, the right. righteous part of us, was brought up into Christ, fulfilled in us.
Sure, that's right.
Is that right?
Amen, that's right.
Yeah, thank God. That the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us.
Who walk not after the flesh.
Who's it fulfilled in?
Us.
Now you notice the righteousness of the law was fulfilled in us.
Right.
Who?
Who walk not after
who
the flesh.
Who walk not after the flesh.
But after the Spirit.
But after the Spirit.
That's right.
Christ's law that he brought on the scene. For the law of the Spirit of life
in Christ Jesus hath made us free from the law of sin and of death.
Amen. That's right.
Is that right?
Yes. Amen.
The law couldn't do it because it's weak through the flesh. But God sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin, condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. Who? Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Amen.
How do you walk after the Spirit? The law of the Spirit of life. You walk after the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. That's how you do it.
Yeah,
thank God.
Amen.
All right, now, let's get... Can you see the righteousness of the law?
Yeah, sure.
All right, now I get the 23rd chapter of Matthew. And the 23rd verse. All right. God sent his son here to bring in the righteous part of the law.
Sure, that's right.
Up into us. That we could fulfill the righteousness of the law.
Right.
Who? The people that don't walk after the flesh but after the Spirit.
That's right.
This is the law.
Oh,
the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus, ain't it?
Man, that's right.
Is that right? That's right. What we have to follow.
Sure.
Thank God. All right.
Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees.
Woe unto you, scribes, Pharisee, hypocrites.
For you pay tithe of mint.
For you pay tithe of mint.
Anise and
of Cummings. Now listen to it. They did that. They paid their tithes.
Yeah.
But listen.
And have omitted the weightier matters.
You have omitted the weightier matters of the law.
Judgment.
All right, they paid their tithes, didn't they?
Sure.
But they omitted the weightier matters of the law. Judgment.
Mercy.
Mercy.
And faith.
And faith. That was what they omitted.
That's right.
The weightier part of the law. Judgment. Mercy. Faith. Listen.
These ought you to have done.
These ought you to have done.
And not to leave the other
undone. And not to leave the other undone.
Right.
Now you notice they paid the tithes. Something they could get honor for.
That's right.
But when it came to judgment, mercy, and faith, they omitted that.
That's right.
But I'm going to show you God in his son brought judgment, mercy, and faith up into the church. What the ones that paid their tithes, what they omitted, God had his son to bring it up, didn't he? That's the righteous part of the law. The things that this world omitted. God's son brought it up into us, didn't he?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yes, sir.
First Peter chapter 4, verse 17. The first one is judgment. Let's see it brought up into the church. 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 17. All right.
For the time has come.
The time is come. The house of God. The one that paid their tithes omitted, God brought it up and put it in the church.
That's right.
The time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. Didn't he say that?
That's right. Amen.
All right.
If it first began at us.
If it first began at us, the church.
What shall be the end of them that obey not?
What shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel?
Of God.
Of God.
Amen. That's right.
You see that? What this world had omitted. Scribe, Pharisee, hypocrites. Judgment, mercy, and faith.
That's right.
That judgment started in the house of God, but didn't it? The time has come that judgment must begin. At the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end be of them that won't obey the gospel of God? All right. St. John chapter 12 and verse 48. Judgment.
Right.
Judgment. Where's judgment at?
Right.
Can you see the righteous part of the law that the scribe Pharisee omitted? They took their tithes, showing you that tithing was not a righteous act. But judgment, mercy, and faith was. I'm going to show you where God destroyed or took away the commandment of tithe, took it out.
All right.
He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words hath one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken, the same shall judge him in the last day.
Well, what's the church? Is it not the pillar and the ground of the truth?
Amen.
Jesus saying, St. John 14:6, I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Amen.
The church is the pillar and the ground of the truth.
Amen. That's right.
Is that right?
Sure.
All right, the words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
You're
going to be judged by them, ain't you?
Right.
All right, the 17th chapter of Acts and verse 31. This judgment, what they omitted, they paid their tithes,
sure.
What they could get honor for, what they could get recognition for, but when it comes to judgment, having good judgment, that's what we all need, ain't it? We need good judgment besides the judging between brothers. We need good judgment with ourselves, don't we? Towards other people. All right.
Because he hath appointed a day.
Because he hath appointed a day.
In thee which he will judge the world.
In thee which he will judge the world.
In righteousness.
In righteousness. Well, did he say this world was going to judge?
Sure.
That word, Jesus Christ,
right,
is going to judge the world in righteousness.
Amen.
By that man that he has ordained, whereof he's given assurance unto all men, in that he raised him from the dead.
Amen.
Is that right? God raised his son from the dead. Didn't he do that?
That's right.
All right, judgment. Can you see judgment brought up? The righteous part of the law being fulfilled in Christ? All right, let's get mercy now. Judgment, mercy. Mercy? Do we want mercy?
Amen.
Well, it's in the church. God brought it up in the church. 13th chapter. Of Acts, verse 32 to 34. And next place will be Hebrews 4, 14 to 16. Hebrews 4, 14 to 16 will be the next place. 13th chapter of Acts, verses 32 at 234. All right.
And we declare unto you glad tidings.
I read.
How that the promise which was made unto the fathers, God hath fulfilled the same unto us their children.
And what was it?
In that he raised up Jesus again.
That was judgment too, wasn't it?
Yeah,
He gave that sign of him raising the Son of God the third day in the judgment. In that judgment was mercy to one. Now I'm going to show you that. I read.
As it is also written in the second psalm, Thou art my son. This day have I begotten thee. Amen.
Read.
And as concerning that, he raised him up from the dead.
That was the day when he raised him from the dead. The dead was the day that he begot the Son of God. Read.
Now no more to return to corruption.
All right.
He said on this wise. I will give you the sure mercies of David.
Amen. Yeah, can you see the mercy brought up?
Yeah.
Brought up into Jesus Christ, into the church.
Amen.
Is that right? Thank Amen. God today. Mercy.
Amen.
Judgment, mercy, and
Amen.
Faith.
Thank the Lord.
Thank God.
Amen.
Brought up the righteous part of the law was brought up and fulfilled in Christ.
Amen.
It's being fulfilled today, ain't it?
Amen.
All right. Hebrews chapter 4, 14 to 16.
Seeing then that we have a great high priest. That is passed into the heavens.
Jesus, the Son of God.
Let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest. Cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities. But was in all points. Tempted like as we are. Yet without sin.
He had the temptation of life without giving over to him.
That's right.
Nothing wrong with temptation. The wrong is given over to the temptation.
That's right, brother.
Jesus Christ was tempted in all points, like as we are. Now let's see this mercy.
Let us therefore come boldly.
Let us therefore come boldly.
Unto the throne of
grace. Unto the throne of grace. What are we going to get?
That we may obtain mercy.
That we may obtain mercy.
And find grace.
To help in the time of need.
Amen.
Can you see mercy brought up?
Sure.
That's the righteous part of the law. Ain't it so? It was fulfilled in Christ, wasn't it? All right. Faith.
Amen.
They omitted judgment, mercy, and faith.
Amen.
These ought to have done enough to leave the other undone.
Right.
All right. Faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 3. And Romans chapter 10 and verse 8. Judgment, mercy, faith.
Right.
The very thing that the person that loves to pay tithes omits. Judgment, mercy, and faith. That they loved to pay tithes back then. Didn't they?
Right.
But they omitted the weightier matters of the law, judgment, mercy, and faith. These ought to have done and not to leave the other undone.
Right.
All right.
Now faith is a substance of things hoped for.
Faith is one of them. Now, faith is a substance of things hoped for. What are we hoping for?
That's right.
Titus chapter 1, verses 1 and 2 said, in hope of eternal life.
Right.
Well, faith is a substance of that, of what we're hoping for.
That's right.
When we have the hope, faith is a substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things not seen.
That's right. Read. For by it the elders obtained a good report.
How does a good report come? It come to them by faith, didn't it?
Right.
How do we get it? Same way.
Right.
Read.
Through faith we understand.
Through faith we understand.
That the worlds were framed
by the
word of God.
That the worlds were framed by the word of God.
Amen.
We understand it by God's word.
Right.
That the worlds were framed by the word of God.
Amen.
Is that right?
Right.
God said, let there be light,
Amen.
And there was light.
That's right.
God said, God's word, ain't it so?
Amen.
All right, Romans chapter 10 and verse 8.
But what saith it?
What saith it?
The word is nigh thee.
What's nigh thee?
Word.
The word. It's the word.
Right.
It's nigh thee. What is that word?
Even in thy mouth.
Even in thy mouth.
In thy heart.
In thy heart.
That is the word of faith.
That is the word of faith.
Which we preach.
Right. How did it come to us?
Right.
Which we preach.
That's right.
That word of faith that's in the mouth and in the heart
that's
is preached there.
Amen.
Ain't it so? Thank God today.
Amen.
Can you see judgment, righteous judgment, mercy and faith, the righteous part of the law,
right.
brought up, put in the church?
That's right.
Oh, yes. Thank God today.
Amen.
All right. Now let's get 13th chapter of Romans. I believe it's verses 8 through 10. Now, the righteous part of the law was brought up and fulfilled in Christ.
That's right. Amen.
Who's it fulfilled in? In us.
Sure.
Who is it that walks not after the flesh, but after the Spirit?
Right.
When you walk after this, you're walking after the faith
right.
of the Son of God.
That's right.
It is the word of faith, ain't it?
Amen.
Is that right?
Right.
All right.
Owe no man anything.
Owe no man anything.
But to love one another.
But to love one another.
For he
Listen
that loveth. For he that loveth another hath fulfilled the law.
He that loveth another hath fulfilled the law. Now let's see you loving one another.
For this thou shalt not commit adultery.
Does it say he that loveth another has fulfilled the law?
Right.
Yes.
Man.
Let's see what love will do. The type of love that God wants us to have that comes through this word. Let's see what that type of love will do. Read.
For this thou shalt not commit adultery.
Love will keep, the love that God wants us to have that come through this word
right.
will keep you from committing
That's
adultery.
Right.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Read it again.
For this,
the love of God,
right.
thou shalt not commit
adultery.
The love,
the fulfilling of the law,
right.
All right, read.
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Thou shalt not kill.
Thou shalt not kill.
Thou shalt not steal.
Thou shalt not steal.
Thou shalt not bear false witness.
Thou shalt not bear false witnesses.
Thou shalt not covet.
Thou shalt not covet.
And if there be any commandment.
If there be any other commandment.
It is briefly comprehended.
It is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely.
Thou shalt love thy neighbor
thou
as thyself.
Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. Amen. Can you see the love that's brought up? That's the righteous part of the law. But this love that loves its neighbor, that's part of the fulfilling of the law. Is that right? Keeps you from committing adultery. Keeps you from stealing. Can you see this love, that righteous part of the law brought up and fulfilled in us? Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness. Thou shalt not covet. And if there be any other commandment, it is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Amen. That's it, buddy. That's it.
You see love of God?
Sure, that's it.
You won't covet something that don't belong to you.
That's right.
Or is it control of some other person?
That's right.
That's not God's love. No. It'll keep you from coveting.
Yeah, that's right.
Brother. It'll keep you from committing adultery.
That's right.
It'll keep you from stealing.
Right.
I'm talking about the love of
Amen.
God.
Amen.
I'm talking about part of the law
that's
that was
right.
brought fulfilled in Christ
Amen.
Jesus.
That's
it's
right.
fulfilled in us who sure. walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit.
Amen, that's right.
All right.
Love worketh no ill to his neighbor.
Love.
That's right.
Worketh no ill.
That's it.
What does that eighth or ninth verse say? That same chapter?
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
No, is that the ninth or eighth verse?
Owe no man anything but to love one another.
One another. Well, he that loveth another has fulfilled the law.
That's
He's
right.
talking about the love of God.
That's right.
That was brought here by his son.
Amen.
Listen to this love.
Love.
Third chapter, St. John in verse 16. God so loved the world
right.
that he gave
Amen.
His only begotten son.
Amen.
That son of God loved the fifth chapter of Romans.
Yeah, he did.
That son loved us well enough that he died for.
Yeah, that's right, buddy.
When we were deep in sin.
That's right.
God's love sent his son to the cross.
Yeah,
can
yes,
you see the love of God?
Yeah, that's, right,
that's,
right.
that's in the law
yeah,
that is brought up and fulfilled
right.
in us.
Yeah, right.
Glory to his name.
Yeah,
woo! I feel him tonight.
Yeah,
I feel the touch of the master's hand
yeah,
tonight.
That's right,
thank God.
Yeah, thank the Lord.
Yeah, glory to his name. All right. Read that last verse.
Love worketh no ill to his neighbor.
Love worketh no ill
That's it.
To his neighbor.
Therefore,
I see what love is.
Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law.
What is that word?
Love.
Is what?
Fulfilling of
fulfilling.
The law.
Fulfilling.
That's right.
A continuation. You don't just love today.
No.
And not love tomorrow.
No.
Love is the fulfilling
that's right.
of the law.
That's right, brother.
Is that right?
Amen. That's right.
God loved this us well enough that he sent his son here to
Amen.
Die.
Amen. That's right.
Didn't he?
That's right, brother.
That son loved us well enough that he went to the cross.
That's right, brother.
Thank God. We ought to have the love that he had. That love worketh no ill to his neighbor. That love is the fulfilling of the law.
Amen.
That love was brought up and fulfilled in Christ one in
That's
us
right.
who walked not after the flesh but after the Spirit.
That's right.
Oh, yes. Thank God. And they say that the law was done away with. Tell them, come in here. All right, get the seventh chapter of Romans. The 7th and the 12th verse. We might have a little more read below the
12th verse, but I want them to. Now, let's see God. They say it's done away with. We're not under the law, but we're under the righteousness of the law.
Sure.
Why? Because it's brought up in Christ.
Sure, that's right.
Wasn't it?
Amen.
Love is the fulfilling of the law. Yeah, thank God we can see that and understand it, can't we?
Yeah.
Romans chapter 7, verse 7 and verse 12.
What shall we say then?
What shall we say then?
Is the law sin?
Is the law sin? They act like it is.
Yeah.
What does the Word of God say?
God forbid.
God forbid. The law is not sin. God forbid.
Not,
now, let's see what Paul said about it.
Nay, I had not known sin.
Nay, I had not known sin.
But by the law.
But by the law. It took the law to produce the knowledge of sin.
That's
didn't
right,
it?
Brother. Sure it did.
Is that right?
That's right.
I had not known sin, but by the law. Why?
For I had not known lust.
I had not known lust.
Except the law had said.
Except the law had said.
Thou shalt not covet.
Thou shalt not covet.
That's right.
That's how he knew
sin.
Lust. Because thou shalt not covet.
That's right.
Now read verse 12.
Wherefore the law is holy.
What is it?
Yeah, the law is holy.
And it's not going to be done away with?
No.
Wherefore the law is holy.
And the commandment holy.
The commandment's holy.
And just.
Now let's see what the law is. It's holy. The commandment's holy. Now let's see what else.
And just.
It's just.
And good.
And it's good.
That's right.
And God done away with it?
No.
I think not. Go back to that fifth chapter of Matthew 17 and 18 again. Let's read that again. All right. The commandment is holy. The law is holy. The commandment's holy. It's just and it's good.
Right.
I'll probably have you read a little more there, 13th verse. All right.
Think not that I am come to destroy the law.
This is the fifth chapter of Matthew. Think not that I am come to destroy the law.
Are the prophets?
Are the prophets?
I am not come to destroy.
I am not come to destroy.
But to fulfill.
To fulfill. Can you see the fulfilling of this in Christ?
Yes.
It's fulfilled
yes.
in us.
Sure.
Who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. The fulfilling of love is in us, ain't it?
I've knocked something off here. Give me a little time here. I don't worry about that.
All right.
Well, verily I say unto you,
verily I say unto you,
till heaven and earth pass,
till heaven and earth pass,
one
jot or one tittle,
shall in no wise pass from the law.
Shall in no wise pass from what?
From the law.
The law. Until what?
Till all be fulfilled.
Until all be fulfilled. Well, why would people say that the law? It's not here. It's here today. It's in Christ.
Sure.
It's in us.
Sure. Sure.
Ain't it? Is that right?
Sure.
Thank
right.
God for that. Thank
sure.
God we know and understand the Word of God.
Amen.
Now, we're going to show you to get that 23rd chapter of Matthew and verse 23 again. Get Hebrews 7, 5, and 11 reading down. Hebrews 7, the 5th verse, and the 11th verse reading down, I believe it's through 18. All right.
Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you pay tithe of mint.
You pay tithes of mint.
Annas. And Cummins.
And Cummins.
And have omitted the weightier matters
of
the law.
Omitted the weightier matters of the law.
Judgment.
Mercy.
And faith. These
right.
ought you to have done.
These ought you to have done.
And not to leave the other undone.
Now the very thing that they omitted was what was brought up into Christ. But I never find where Christ brought tithing in. But I can show you where God omitted it.
That's right. Yes, sir.
Done away with it. 7th chapter of Hebrews, verse 5. Let's see where the tithing commandment was at.
All right.
And verily they that are of the sons of Levi.
And verily they that are of the sons of Levi.
Who receive the office of the priesthood.
Who receive the office of priesthood.
Have a commandment to take tithes.
Have a commandment to take tithes.
Of
now
the
you
people.
Notice tithing was a commandment.
Sure it was.
But who was the commandment given to?
The Levites.
It was a commandment for anybody. But the sons of Levi to take tithes of the people.
Of their
just
brethren.
Like this country has, this town here, this state, this county has a statute on the book that takes taxes whether you want to pay them or not. They'll take them anyhow.
Sure they will.
Well, that's the same thing for the sons of Levi. They had the commandment to take tithes of the people according to what?
According to the law.
According to the law.
That is
now
of,
let's see who the law was under.
That is of their brethren.
That is of their brethren.
Though they come out of the loins of Abraham.
Though they come out of the loins of Abraham. So this is talking about the seed of Abraham, natural seed of Abraham. What?
That's right, brother.
All right, now, the sons of Levi had a commandment to take tithes of the people according to the law.
That's right.
All right, let's see now. Started about the 11th verse, I believe.
If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood.
If therefore perfection were by the Levitical priesthood, that's where they received the commandment of tithes.
That's right. For under it the people received the law.
For under it the people received the law. That was the law of the commandment of tithes.
Sure.
Read.
For what further need was there that another priest should arise?
What further need was there that another priest should rise?
After the order of Melchizedek.
Now, after the order of Melchizedek.
Not be called after the order of Aaron.
And not be called after the order of Aaron. That's where the Levitical priesthood was at.
Sure.
Was after the order of Aaron.
That's right.
This priest wasn't called after the order of Aaron. Let's see what kind of priesthood he had.
For the priesthood being changed.
Now, listen. God made a change of the priesthood, didn't he?
Sure he did. That's right.
The priesthood being changed.
There is made of necessity.
There is made of necessity.
A change also of
the
law.
A change also of the law.
That's right.
I'm going to get back to that, but don't you go on down.
For he of whom these things were spoken pertained to another tribe.
Now this, he to whom these things were spoken pertained to another tribe.
Of which no man gave attendance at the altar.
No man gave attendance at the altar. Now listen to it real close.
For it is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah.
It is evident that our Lord sprang out of Judah.
Of which tribe?
Which tribe?
Moses spake nothing concerning priesthood.
There wasn't any priesthood in
tribe Judah.
The tribe that Jesus come from.
No, that's right.
Levitical priesthood.
Tribe.
Sons of Levi. I'd read.
And it is far more evident.
It is far more evident.
For that after the similitude.
Listen to it. After the similitude.
Of Melchizedek.
Of Melchizedek.
There ariseth another priest.
There ariseth another priest, which is Christ Jesus.
That's right.
I'd read.
Who is made not after the law.
Who is made not after the law.
Of
the carnal commandment.
But after the power of an endless
life. But after the power of an endless life.
That's right.
He was made a priest forever.
That's right.
Wasn't he?
That's right.
There's no end to his priesthood.
No,
it's eternal.
Amen. That's
right. Is that right?
Sure, that's right.
I'd read.
For he testified thou art a priest forever.
For he testified thou art a priest forever.
After the order of Melchizedek.
After the order of Melchizedek.
For there is verily a disannulling.
Now listen to this. Now what commandment is this particular chapter of the Bible in Hebrews? What commandment is it talking about?
Tithing.
Is it a commandment of tithes that it's talking about?
Sure it is.
Now read this 8th. I believe it's 18th verse, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
For there is verily a disannulling.
There is verily a disannulling. That's doing away with
of
what?
The commandment going
the
before.
The commandment. One commandment.
Yeah.
Of what?
Tithes.
It has to be tithes because that's what this whole chapter is about.
Priesthood and tithes, that's right.
For there is verily a disannulling of the commandment. Why?
Going before for the weakness.
It was weak.
And unprofitableness.
And unprofitable.
Sure.
He done away with it. He disannulled.
Sure, that's right.
Yes, he did.
That's exactly right.
That's what I said. Have you got that?
Yeah.
Still, let's see. 13th chapter. Of Romans.
Okay.
I believe it's the eighth verse again. No, the last verse I had you read. I guess it's verse 10.
Love worketh no ill
love
to his neighbor.
Love worketh no ill to his neighbor.
Therefore, love
that's it.
Is the fulfilling of the law.
Now read the verse above it.
For this, thou shalt not commit adultery.
All right.
Thou shalt not kill.
All right.
Thou shalt not steal.
All right.
Thou shalt not bear false
all
witness.
Right.
Thou shalt not covet.
Thou shalt not covet. I read.
And if there be any other commandment.
If there be any other commandment.
It is briefly comprehended in this saying, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself.
Well, you've seen in the 7th chapter where he just annulled the commandment of tithes.
Sure.
He said, if there be any other commandment.
That's right.
Paul knowed it was there. Well, it wasn't there. God had took it out. He just annulled it. For the weakness and unproperness thereof. I'm showing you what is taken out of the law, and I'm showing you what God brought up and fulfilled in the church.
Amen. That's right.
Tithing wasn't part of it.
No, it wasn't.
Is that right? I believe
Amen.
It. I wanted a verse read there. Maybe it's the 12th verse. Maybe 13. I'm not sure.
Hebrews 7.
No, Yeah.
Priesthood being changed.
All right. What verse is that, 13?
It's a 12, Hebrews 7 and 12.
12, all right. All right, read it. For the priesthood being changed. There is made of necessity.
A change also of the law.
Now, can you see the law of paying?
Sure.
They had a commandment. They had a commandment to pay tithes.
Sure.
Didn't they? Well, the priesthood being changed, there is made also necessity to change also the law. Now, it was a paying covenant. What has God given us? Is that the 10th, 16th, 17th verse of Hebrews? After those days, says God.
Yes, sir.
I believe it's the 10th chapter of Hebrews, the 16th and 17th verses. All right. The priesthood was changed. It was an eternal priesthood.
That's right.
He's a priest forever, wasn't he?
Amen, that's right.
Well, the priesthood was changed. There is made of necessity to change also of the law.
Right.
Now let's see this law that it was changed to. All right.
This is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord.
This is the covenant that I will make with them. After those days, saith the Lord,
I will put my laws in their hearts.
I will put my laws where?
Into their hearts.
Into their hearts.
And in their minds.
In their minds.
Will I write them.
Well, how is it put in the heart? Is this not the word of faith?
Yes, it is.
That's put in the mouth? That's put in the heart?
That's right.
Didn't Paul say we're his epistles?
That's right.
Known and read of all men.
That's right.
For as man, much as you manifest and be clear to be the epistle of Christ,
right.
Ministered by us.
That's right.
Written not with pen and ink, but by the Spirit of the living God.
Amen.
Not in the table of stone, but in the fleshy table of the heart.
Amen.
After those days, I'll put my law
right.
in their heart and will write them in their minds.
That's right.
Their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more.
Amen. That's right.
Can you see God doing away and bringing in a different law? He done away with the commandment of paying, didn't he?
That's right.
But he brought in the giving part.
Sure, that's right.
What causes people to give? It's love.
Sure,
you give of yourself, it's love that does it.
Sure, that's right.
That right?
Sure,
Paul said in 2 Corinthians, every man has he purposeth in his heart. Can you see that law in the heart?
That's right. Yeah.
It's a law of giving. Every man as he purposes it. I believe that's 9 and 7, isn't it?
I believe
it is. 2 Corinthians?
Yes, sir.
2 Corinthians 9 and 7. All right, he took away the first to establish the second.
Yeah.
Didn't he?
That's right.
All right.
Every man according as he purposeth.
What verse is it? Nine or seven?
Nine and seven of Second Corinthians.
Nine and seven of Second Corinthians. Every man according
as he purposeth.
As he purposeth.
In his heart.
In his heart.
So let him give.
Can you see that law?
Sure.
In the heart?
Sure it is. Sure.
After those days, after the days of tithing, I will put my laws in their heart. And will write them in their mind.
Amen.
Their sins and their iniquities I remember no more. In other words, a person that's got the law of God's got the giving spirit.
Sure.
And he's also got the giving spirit of giving himself over to God.
Sure, that's right.
Ain't he?
That's right.
Was he willing to do? Follow in the footsteps of the Son of God.
Amen, that's right.
8:20. All right, I've got... Now, Romans 10:4, going back over that again. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness unto everyone that believes. Now, when was Christ the end of the law? That's the question. We know he's the end of the law. Now, when was he the end of the law? Well, the Bible tells us. All right, get the 10th chapter. I'm going to kind of cut this a little short. But get the 10th chapter of Hebrews. The 7th, 9th, and 10th verse. All right.
Then said I, lo, I come in the volume of the book. It is written of me.
Well, he's talking about the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms. You can find that in the 24th chapter of Luke, verses 44 through 47.
Yeah.
Am I just have that read? Be all right if I go over 5 minutes over the 30-minute past, won't it? All right.
And he said unto them, these are the words.
I want the 24th chapter of Luke 44 through 47. Now, lo, I come in the volume of the book. Now listen to what he said. It is written of me.
Right.
To do thy will, O God.
Right.
24th chapter, Luke. Verse 44, down through 47. All right.
He said unto them, these are the words.
These are the words.
Which I spake unto you while I was yet with
which
you.
Which I spake unto you while I was yet with you.
That all things must be fulfilled.
All things must be fulfilled.
It's written in the law of
which is written.
The Moses.
It is written of me.
Right.
It's written in the law of Moses.
The prophets and in the
Psalms. In the prophets and in the Psalms.
Concerning me.
Concerning me. That's his first coming.
That's right.
All right, read.
Then opened he their understanding.
He opened their understanding.
They might understand the scriptures.
That they might understand the scriptures, the law of Moses, the prophets, and the psalm. All right.
And said unto them, thus it is written.
Thus it is written. It's written to me.
That's right.
Read.
Thus it behooved Christ to suffer.
Thus it behooved Christ to suffer, written. All right.
To rise from the dead the third day.
His death, burial, and resurrection.
That's right.
Why?
That repentance and remission of sin
should be preached in his name among all nations.
Beginning at Jerusalem.
Amen. It's all written.
That's right.
Lo, I come in the volume book. It is written to me. Now, get on down there.
And you are witness of these things.
I meant to back over to Hebrews 10.
Okay.
Then said he. Lo, I come to do thy will, O God.
Lo, I come to do thy will, O God. Now, what God's will in his life?
He taketh away the first. That he may establish the second.
The establishment of the second was after the first was taken away, wasn't
That's
it?
That's right.
Well, was not Jesus the temple? Well, he is made of a woman made under the law, wasn't he?
He said, you tear down this temple and I'll build it in 3 days. They said it was 46 years in building. And you can raise it up in 3 days?
That's right.
But he's talking about the building, the body, wasn't he? About the body.
Yes,
sir. Is that right?
That's right.
All right. He take away the first that he may establish the second. Was the second established after the first was taken away?
Yes.
Get the ninth chapter. Start about the eighth verse, son. Reading right on down through the 16th.
And the Holy Ghost is signifying. The way into the holiest was not yet made manifest.
God wasn't yet made manifest.
While the first tabernacle was yet standing. Which was a figure for the time then present. Which were offered both gifts and sacrifice.
Now listen to it.
They could not make him that did the service perfect. Pertaining to the conscience.
Now read.
Which stood only in meats and drinks.
Now.
And divers
the
washings.
The way into the holiest could not be made as long as the first tabernacle was standing. And Jesus wasn't talking. That's not talking about the natural temple. No. Jesus is talking about the temple of his body, wasn't
it? That's right.
Is that right? When he died, the death of the cross, that took away. That destroyed that first temple. He is made of a woman made under the law to redeem them that were under the law.
That's right.
When he took away that law, brought up the righteousness in Jesus Christ, was when he died the death of the cross. Is that right?
Yes.
Now, he done away with that, didn't he? Read.
Which stood only meats and drinks and
carnal ordinances.
Imposed on them.
That's something was forced. That's one of the things that God done away with.
That's right.
Read.
Until the time of Reformation.
All right. Read on down.
But Christ being come and high priest of good things to come.
All right. By a greater, more perfect tabernacle. Right. Now here's the perfect tabernacle.
It's not made with hands.
That is to say, not of this building.
Neither by the blood of goats and calves.
Now he shows you what he's talking about. Neither by the blood of goats and the calves.
By his own blood.
But by his own blood.
He entered in once in the holy place.
Can you see that? That's when that was open to us. His death, burial, resurrection, the sending forth of the Holy Ghost.
Sure.
It all come through his death.
That's right.
Didn't it?
Amen. That's right.
That first tabernacle was done away with, the law of Moses. That was destroyed. He raised up, and now his temple is opened in heaven.
Amen.
The 11th chapter and the 19th verse of Revelation. I'd read the rest of it, son.
Neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered in once in the holy place.
Now let's see the establishment of the second.
Having obtained eternal redemption for us.
He obtained eternal redemption for us now.
For with the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of heifer.
Read on down.
Sprinkling the unclean, sanctifieth the purifying of the flesh. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God.
All right.
And for this cause, he is the mediator of the New Testament. That by means of death.
It took his death. The mediator, and that by means of death.
Took
his death for him to be the mediator.
Sure.
Read some. That were under the first testament. That's bringing in the righteous part of the law. Read now.
They
which are called.
Might receive the promise of eternal
inheritance. Might receive the promise of eternal inheritance. Now read.
For where a testament is.
You notice he was there. He was the New Testament one.
Amen.
In flesh.
Sure.
When he was here, wasn't he, brothers?
That's right.
Sure he was. That's right.
Then he said, where a testament is, the fact of being there,
There must also of necessity.
Be the death of the testator.
That's right.
Now listen.
For a testament is a force.
For where a testament is a force.
After men are dead.
After men are dead.
Otherwise,
there's no strength at all.
While the testator lives.
Can you see the establishment of the second covenant? What did it take? It took his death. For a testament is a fourth after men are dead. Otherwise, no strength at all as long as a testator liveth.
Right.
Now, we'll get two or three places on what he took away. Get the fifth chapter of Matthew 38 and 39, 43 through 48. Somebody get Colossians 2:14. Kind of just maybe running a little short. What time is it now?
8:30.
Well, ain't too bad, am I? All right.
You have heard that it hath been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth.
That's what was under the law. Now let's see if God's Son didn't take that away.
But I say unto you, that you resist not evil.
Don't resist evil. In other words, it'll tell you what he's talking about.
But whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek.
You don't resist it. You don't turn around and say, I'll just knock your block off.
No.
Whosoever shall smite thee on
thy right cheek.
Thy right cheek.
Turn to him the other also.
Turn to him the other also. Now you might say, I can't do that. Well, that ain't what I'm discussing. I'm showing you what God's Son took out of the law and what he brought in. He wasn't pleased with that part of the law.
No,
was he? He showed what he was pleased with, what God was pleased with. Yeah. If he smites you on the right cheek, turn the other unto him also.
Right.
Whether we're ready to do, or whether we're able to do that or not, that's in God's word. That's what the Son of God taught. All right, read.
43
through 48.
You have heard that it hath been said.
This is what's under the law. You have heard that it hath been said.
Thou shalt love thy neighbor.
Now, we've been teaching a little bit on love, ain't it? Yeah. Thou shalt love thy neighbor. We believe in loving your neighbor. But Jesus went a little farther than that.
And hate thine enemy.
What did it say? It didn't stop at love.
No, it didn't.
You love your neighbor, but you hate your enemy.
Yeah.
Now, let's see what Jesus said.
But I say unto you. Love your enemies.
Same thing, love your neighbor, love your enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemy.
Bless them that curse you.
Bless them that curse you. Don't turn around, if you kill my cat, I'll kill your dog.
That's right.
That's the kind of attitude that part of the law had.
Yeah.
All right, read.
Do good to them that hate you.
Do good to them that hate you.
And pray for them. Which despitefully use
you. And pray for them to despitefully use you.
And persecute you.
And persecute you. Why do you do that?
That you may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven.
That's why we do it.
That's right.
That you may be the children of your Father, which is in heaven. Now what have we got to do that?
For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good.
All right.
And sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love them which love you, what reward have you?
Now, if you just love the one that loves you, what is your reward?
That's right.
The world does that, don't
it? Sure,
all right.
Do not even the publicans the same?
Don't the world do the same thing?
Yeah, sure.
But what?
And if you salute your brethren only, what do you more than others? Do not even the publicans so?
That could be a handshake or a hug, whatever. God told us to love our enemy, didn't he? Can we salute our enemy?
Yeah.
Now, this is what Jesus Christ took out of the law because it was unrighteous. Read.
Be ye therefore perfect.
That's how you're going to be perfect.
That's right.
Being able to do this. Be ye therefore perfect.
Even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
Even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect.
That's right.
All right, Colossians 2 and 14. Get Hebrews 10, 1 to 6 now. What I'm showing now is what was taken out of the law. All right.
blotting out.
That wasn't brought up into Christ. All right.
Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances.
That's Colossians 2:14. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances.
That was against us.
That was against us. I showed you that in the 7th chapter of Hebrews.
That's right.
The commandment of tithe. Blotting out the handwriting of ordinances, which was against us.
Which was
he just annulled it, didn't he? He blotted it out. Which was against us.
Which was contrary to us.
Which was contrary to us. What did he do?
Took it out of the way.
Took it out of the way.
Nailing it to the cross.
Nailing it to the cross. Right. When he died the death of the cross, those commandments and things that wasn't pleasing to God was there with him.
Amen. That's
Can you see Jesus Christ, the end of the law, sure enough?
Sure.
Sure.
Sure he is.
Took it out of the way and nailing it to his cross.
Amen. That's right.
Now, Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 1 to 6.
For the law having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereunto perfect.
All right.
For then would they not have ceased to be offered.
All right.
Because that the worshippers once purged should have had no more conscience of sins.
Can you see these burnt offerings?
Yeah.
All right, read.
But in those sacrifices, there is a remembrance again.
There's a remembrance again.
Made
the
of
next
sin.
Year.
Yeah. Made of sins every year.
Sins every year.
That's right.
I'd read.
For it is not possible that the blood of bulls and of goats should take away sins.
It's impossible. All right.
Wherefore, when he cometh into the world, he saith.
When he cometh into the world, he saith.
Sacrifice and offering thou wouldest not.
Sacrifice and offerings thou wouldest not.
But a body thou hast prepared me.
How did he do it? He chose a virgin, didn't he?
Yes.
This Jesus Christ is born of a virgin. What did I read?
In burnt offerings and sacrifices
for
sin.
In burnt offerings and sacrifice.
For sin.
And for sins.
Thou hast had no pleasure.
Thou hast had no pleasure. Pleasure. Showing you what God took out.
Yeah.
The righteous part of the law was brought up and full. It's being fulfilled in us today.
Sure, that's right.
Ain't it? Is that right? May God bless. I hope that I've said something that's been enlightening to you. That has stirred your heart up. May God bless you and pray for me. I need your prayers.